Good morning, this is Jay Dominguez, the fourth with The Craft, and today's topic is, so what did I talk about with Tom at the Wollersheim Distillery? Here we go. What's going on, everybody? Once again, this is Jay Dominguez, the fourth in The Craft, and it's been a long time since I've actually said anything on Anchor Radio, but it's fun to be back. I do want to apologize for anybody out there who was actually interested in this podcast. I know it's fairly new, but I have faith that it will be something pretty awesome in the future. So what did I do this past month and a half that I haven't podcast at all? Well, traveled to Vegas. I think majority of you knew that already. But also, I met with Tom, the main head honcho of the Wollersheim Distillery. For those of you who don't know a little history of the Wollersheim is originally a winery, and about 7 years ago, give or take, maybe 2010, going on eight, the Wollersheim decided to open up a distillery. I'm a big fan of distilleries. I'm a okay fan of wineries. I'm not a huge wine drinker, but I do enjoy the history, and I enjoy tasting the different wines around the world, and I have done so for many years. First of all, I'd like to thank Tom and Felipe for even accepting me into their location there at the Prairie du Sauk or Sauk City location, Wollersheim Distillery. They didn't have to, but they gave me an exclusive tour that was incredible. I've seen distilleries, and by far, this is probably not the biggest, but the best, cleanest, nicest. Like, I just love how they had everything organized and how everything was just squeaky clean, as it should be. As you can tell, they run a very, very serious business, but fun at the same time. I can tell everybody who works there enjoys their position there. Tom was very curious and very informational. He's very cool. Gave me a lot of insight, and the reason why I was there in the first place because I want to talk business, and as many of you know, I'm trying to open up my own rum brand, and the Wollersheim doesn't do rum. They do other things, like they do gin and they do brandy and so forth. I don't think they do vodka. No, they don't do vodka. But they do other liquors and tequila. They don't do tequila either. But they do other types of American spirits, and you should check their website out and order a bottle. One of my favorite is their gin. When I went through the tasting, because they do a tour and tasting of the distillery, they one of the things that popped to me was their gin and their apple brandy. But please give them a look up at on Instagram. It's the Wollersheim Wine, and then, if I'm not mistaken, I think is... I forgot the distillery part of the actual Instagram, but I will get that to you after this episode. But yes, I went there to discuss business with them, and... not everything went to plan accordingly, but that's life the way it is. You can't do everything 100%. It has to give, take here or there. But I did like the end results. My original plan was I would like to do business with the distillery, have them distill my rum, or possibly just work for space where I can eventually... sorry, a little froggy today. Eventually put my still there so I can distill my rum. End results, he gave me a lot of information of what he think I should do, and we talked. Like I said, he gave me an exclusive tour of a tour that you don't normally go through if you were to go there. Showed me all information he felt that I could be helpful to me and my business, also some referrals, and yeah, I just felt like a lot of people would have gone there and would have been let down. I don't feel as I was let down. Tom was, like I said, an awesome individual for even saying, hey, look, I can't do this for you, but guess what? I'm going to try to do this for you. And I can't really talk into details, but I will as it progresses with time. and I build my relationship with the Water Shrine, with Felipe, with Tom, and everybody else. That's the end of this segment. I'll come back with you in a little bit with some more information, and thank you for listening. Coming right back. Welcome back, everybody. I'm just now what I'm going to be doing is giving you a little breakdown on what the distillery is about. A few of the products. I did come back with the actual Instagram name for the distillery. The first one was actually just for the winery, but this one's for the distillery. It's at West Brandy, which is W-I-S Brandy, B-R-A-N-D-Y, at Instagram. So go ahead and follow them. Make sure you check out their products, and I'm going to explain to you why their products are really good. I've been between the winery and distillery. I've been there just a little over 20 times. I'm a local, so I have the luxury of just literally just driving there, 5-minute drive, and just doing the tastings. And the tastings are $5. You get like 3 or 4 different tastes. They give you a mini tour of their stills, and they basically just, you know, you get to taste any of their apple brandies or their gins or their con, you know. It's just, there's a lot of, they have about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different spirits that you can taste from. So starting out with the very first one, and I do apologize if I butcher the names. I do that with almost everything. First coming off is Pierre Air de Vey. I really hope I pronounced that correctly. When I first actually tasted the pear, it was very kind of like a light spirit. It did have a really, really nice taste to it. It is a 375 milliliter bottle, so it's like very thin, but it is, if for anybody out there who likes fruit type of spirits, fruity spirits, not fruity in the way like Malibu rum that has that pineapple coconut taste and the slight hint of rum. Now this is actually has that brandy taste, and you can sense with if you were to taste it and just swish it in your mouth, and you can taste a pear. It is Wisconsin grown pears that they do put in their brandy. Next up is, once again, if I butcher the name, it's Apple Eau de Vie. This is an unaged apple brandy spirit. Once again, they use local Wisconsin apples. Tom was telling me that they do everything locally. There's basically everything that they get is like miles, just around the corner, miles away. Also, this is a 375 milliliter bottle, and they say serve with a tonic and or use in a cocktail, either or, it tastes great. Next up is one of my favorites. What I felt stood out for me was the Wisconsin apple brandy. Once again, this is an aged spirit. Distilled once again from the Wisconsin Wisconsin apples. Everything's local, and then aged in Wisconsin oak barrels. This is also a 375 milliliter bottle, and I prefer when I drink this. I have a bottle at home. When I drink it, I sip it neat. And for those of you who don't know what neat is, it's just basically no ice. That's not mixed with anything. Just straight out the bottle into a cup. You sip it neatly. And next up is their Concord Brandy. This is a grape or a white grape brandy, white grape wine brandy. Distilled, aged 2 years, and also oak barrels, 375 milliliter bottles as well. And it does have some sort of a floral aroma from the actual grapes. So when I actually tasted this, you can smell that floral aroma. I would highly recommend this one. It's really nice. Next up is their 1876 Press House Brandy. I have not tasted this one at all, but it will definitely be on my to-do list. All American brandy made from American native wine distilled on site, aged 2 years in American oak barrels, sweet and soft, perfect for cocktails. 750 milliliter bottles, 40% alcohol by volume, 80 proof. All right, next up is their dance hall. I can't pronounce this. I think it's pronounced Dance Hall Absinthe Blanc. It's an intensely herbal spirit made from locally grown wheat. I haven't tasted this one yet, but it's a wormwood and botanical such as lavender, lemongrass, and helica. Served traditionally with ice water or in a cocktail. This base spirit's made from wheat mash distilled into over 170 proof, then macerated with herbs and botanical overnight before redistilling. I think I just might have to go and get that bottle. It's 54 alcohol by volume, 108 proof. Once again, served traditionally with ice water or used in a cocktail. And next up is their Garden Gate Gin. This is one of my favorites. When I first tasted this, gave me that pine wood type of smell and taste. This is a dry gin, and it has some sort of also citrusy or floral aroma to it as well. A 750 milliliter bottle. When I tasted it neat, it tasted just fine, but typically you would mix this with a cocktail, either tonic water or whatever you like your gin with. Now their vermouth product, 750 milliliter bottle. I tasted this once and I have a faint memory of what it is. I do know it was really good. It is a mixture of semi-sweet white wine and, if I'm mistaken, this brandy as well. Just reading here, it is a white wine and a brandy. Basically Wisconsin white wine. And I do know that it was a very sweet taste. Many of you may think that sweet, you know, who are used to diet, like sweet products, you just try to imagine sweetness with an actual punch of alcohol. Obviously these are alcoholic beverages, but the alcohol on this one is not too high. It's about 16 or 17%. But some people may call it a semi-sweet. I think it's a fairly sweetened type of drink, and I would drink it straight up. I don't think you would mix this with anything else. Mostly, if I'm not mistaken, it's served chilled as an aperitif. Aperitif, if I'm not mistaken, it's just a drink that you take before a meal, kind of to simulate the appetite. But maybe you could put it into a mixed drink or a cocktail. Not sure. I probably had it once, but I'll definitely look into it and see what else I can do with it. Well, that is about it for the Waldersheim Distillery lineup. I hope you guys enjoyed. Make sure you go to their website, www.waldersheim.com. That is waldersheim.com. And they have the wine section, and they have the actual distillery. If you go up top of the page, you'll say Home Winery Distillery. Online tickets. If you're in the area, let me know. We'll meet up, take you to the Waldersheim, and we'll go through that tour. The wine tour is a little more intense. It goes through the history of the Waldersheim back in 1840, if I'm mistaken, all the way until when the Waldersheim family inherited, I think it's a fourth generation family. So yeah, want some more, go to the website, read all about them. Interesting history, very awesome history. And thank you for listening. This is J. Dominguez IV from The Craft. And make sure you like, follow, Instagram me on thecraft.tv on Instagram. Thanks for listening. This is JD out.